Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats fly back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating up pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance to put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane, no strings attached. You could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. Wild spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. Mega the Man production, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group City.
Welcome to Chocolate City, the illest sex talk show ever. First of all, let me go ahead and tell y'all, I have been drinking. Why? Because I fucking felt like it. And two, I'm so crunk about tonight's show. We got Lyric the Queen from Michigan. It's nice to have another female artist on, just another female with me and Princess Nae to go in the paint and just let motherfuckers know what it is, what it is, what it is. Tonight, I've been thinking about a subject, and y'all know I really don't do scripted shows. I don't sit there and be like, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to plan this topic about this, that, and the third. I freestyle everything. It depends on how the fuck I feel. So tonight, I want to know, have you ever wanted to fuck your best friend's partner? And if you have felt like that, did you do it? Me, at the age that I am now, I don't do that shit because it comes back on me. Have I did it in the past? Hell yes. I have fucked people that I know was involved with somebody. And that's when I was young and I really didn't care. But if your man wanted to fuck me now, out of respect for myself and out of respect for the friendship, I wouldn't fuck him unless you wanted to fuck him together. Then me, you, and your man could get it in. No lie, real talk, I would fuck the hell out of you and him. I'm just saying. That's just me. I can't speak for everybody else. So tonight is going to be a good show. We have some extra guys calling in from Miami trying to balance it out. They heard the show for the first time on Tuesday, and they felt like they could handle me. Well, let me just go ahead and give y'all the heads up. Hey, no motherfucking man can handle me. That's why I'm fucking single. Let that be the reason. So I'd like to say shout out to Sean from Houston, and I'd like to say hi to Rob from Miami, and I like to say hi to the people in the chat room. So I'm going to go ahead and get into some music. I got some good throwback joints tonight. Tomorrow, my fucking mix, my listening show is going to be off the chain. I was listening to the mixes. Oh, my God, yo, I honestly think that I'm going to fuck somebody tonight. I've been drinking. My pussy is throbbing. I have not fucked in about a month or so. I need to skeet, skeet, my motherfucker on somebody's dick. Got a few people in mind that's here in Greensboro. I'm going to have to get them the business. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start out with Jabba from New York, and I'm going to play I want to Be With You. Go ahead and get that one out the way. And I got some other shit I'm going to break out, too. So here we go. Jabba featuring Twan Tunez, I Want to Be With You.
I see your back, make sure you're a danger. Cover up the haters that be trying to take the blame, though. How she put this hold on, even when things are sweet, when I'm sleep, she still gon' sneak and check my clothes for Avon. But I ignore it, man, just avoid the altercation. Ask, does she love me? Just to spark a conversation. The sneaker hurts, so all I want is compensation. No sleep, but that's only cause of my frustration. She think I'm cheating, but she ain't getting confirmation. Think that she quit, but that'll break her concentration. It's a camp that I'm trapped in, but I don't want out. I just wanna bring the feeling back from back when we first started out. Me and you ain't have a doubt. Same girls knew me, so I don't see what's to fight about. Me and you, you and me, you should see that we the only ones in this world we shouldn't be without. After a while, don't you notice when the shit gets mentioned? But you a fool, son, never did you pay attention. The ones telling on me be the ones with feelings for me. Might shuffle cards, but there won't be no dealings from me. I tell them, listen, yeah, I'm happy with the convo, and I'm also happy with my fine home. Dog might roam, but it'll always find its way home unless you got them lost in another time zone. Time to share, it's just like property. Another nigga try to play, it'll be Monopoly. Cause it's just forever, man, ain't nobody stopping me. Cause I stole your heart just for the love of robbery. Your love keeps on blinding me, but the feeling's so real till I still see me and you was meant to be.
I see your back, make sure you're with me. Cover up the haters that be trying to take.
Cause I ain't really tryna hear this nigga bullshit. Yeah, I got my Mike Jack shoes on. I'm on cloud nine. downtown. Try to shake it now, I see her downtown. Like Marvin Gaye, let's get
baby,
it out.
That was Jabba featuring Twan Twins, Brooklyn in the house, Flatbush, New York's finest, whatever the hell you want to call it. Don't get me started on New York because New York has some of the best dick. I think I need to fuck somebody from Miami so I can see if their dick is good, because when I lived in Miami, that shit was whack. So I'm going to need some motherfuckers to bring it back for me. You know what I'm saying? So... oh, my God, I have so much shit on my mind tonight. But you know what? I'm going to do my old school shit early, I swear, because I'm so crunk. Like, I've been crunk all fucking day when I was finding the right music, when I was finding the shit that I needed. I was like, oh, this is like one of them things. Like, if I was at work at lunchtime, motherfuckers would be out at their seats at work just jamming. Your boss come by and be like, what the fuck, y'all? Oh, shit, bitch, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to do, damn it, I can't remember what the hell is what. So I'm going to sit here and play. Hopefully this will be the right one, because I thought it wasn't the right one last week. This is like my favorite shit right here. Then I'm going to break into two more right after that. So by the time I do that, my guests will call in. We'll talk to her, and we'll find out if she's ever wanted to fuck her people's people, if she ever wanted to fuck her friends. I had a few females, like, I'm not bisexual, I don't think, but I tend to look at bitches' asses when they walk by and be like, ooh. And I look at their titties like, ah, and I don't know, does that make me bisexual? Or just curious as to what it would be like to watch another nigga fuck her. I don't know. We'll get back to that in a minute. So here we go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh. phone checker, swinging sword lecture, closing down the sector, supreme neck protector, better want him kid, Mr. Mester, falling pop, about to blow his lid from the pressure, too hot for TV, for sheezy, too many wanna be Harvey, easy, it's all in together, going all out together, it don't take much to please me, still homes are never satisfied like the stones, we don't condone biting, see them selling crossbones, protecting what I'm writing, don't clash with the titan, who blast with a license, to kill rap recitants, come on, in the zone with your nigga from the group home, to cow,
fuck your lifestyle,
put your lights out, get this shit to crackin', got you fiendin' with your pipes out, time for some action, surfing the avenue, mad at you, where I used to battle crews, back when that had that attitude, cover me, I'm going in, walls closing in, got us busting off these pistols, my niggas got issues again, same song, armed with the mega bomb, blow you out the frame, then I'm gone,
yo, I was going too, but we roll, cellular phones, dot meth, back in the flesh, blood and bones, don't condone, spin bank loans and homegrown, suckers break like turbo and ozone, when I grab the broom, moonwalk, platoon hawk, my goons bark, leave you in the blue lagoon, lost, true, D9's in the club with my suit, D9 in the glove, right behind on the boss, haters don't touch, what? Weigh us both up, now my neighbor doped up, got the cable hooked up, all channels, lift my shirt, all mammal, you ship off keys and we ship grand piano, all on shotgun, hand on the pump, sipping on the 40, smoking on the blood, bust my gun, red and meth, hitting jump, la 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 la.
Y'all ready for this?
If he stands to the wall, on the door, and I'll be getting up. Dread, kick it.
DJ Opie.
Grab your dick if you love hip hop. Rub your titties if you love big pop. Fuck, gotcha. Open off the words I say because. Now, who smoke more blunts than a little bit? What are you, an idiot? Listen to the lyrics I spit like M1. Got mad guns up in the cabin. Cause these ain't the ones for the dipping and dabbing shit. I make it happen. You got your ass caught for your soul was fire. From the Honda Passport all the MP. What if you see? Then I miss you. I blow up spots like little sisters. Grind with your teeth. Grind, bite your nails. Took the cuticles like Murray. My killers be the most beautiful. Junior Mafia click thick like Loop Dan. Niggas grab your gats, bitches take a glance at the look to one. Pulling over in the Land Rover, playing big woolly style with a silver. You know what I mean? Stack the green, read all between the lines. A nigga act up, makes the bastard hard to find.
Nigga, grab your dicks if you love hip hop. Bitches, rub your dicks if you love big pop. Gotcha, open off the words I say because. Nigga, grab your dicks if you love hip hop. Rub your titties into the big pop. Gotcha, open up the words I say behind.
I'm surrounded by criminals, heavy rollers, even the shites, the individuals. Smoking skunk and mad fillies, beating down Billy badasses, cracks and stacks and masses. If robbery's a class, bet I pass it. Shit get drastic, I'm burying your bastards. Big Papa never softening. Take it to the church, rob the preacher for the offering. Leave the fucker coughing up blood in his pockets like rabbit ears. Covet the wife, Kleenex for the kids' tears. Versace wear, Moschino on my bitches. She whipping my ride, counting my ones, thinking I'm riches. Just the way players play, all day, every day. I don't know what else to say. I've been robbing niggas since running them was singing, here we go. Snatching ropes at the Roxy, homeboy. You didn't know my flow. Detrimental to your health. Usually roll for self. I have gun, ride, and shotgun. My mind's my nine. My pen's my Mac 10. My target. All you whack niggas who started rapping. Junior Mafia, C-Lo, niggas know the half. Caviar for breakfast, champagne, bubble bath. Running up in pretty bitches constantly. The smalls, bitch. Who the fuck you was supposed to be?
Nigga, grab your dicks if you love hip hop. Rub your dickies into the big pop. Gotcha, open up the roof at your car.
Mafia. That is classic ass music. I swear, yo, I feel so good right about now. I've been drinking. I'm feeling real good. I was drinking some sex on the beach. Now I need some sex in my bed, and it'll be all good. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. So I'm going to bring in some callers. I see Sean, and I see Rob. I'm gonna bring him in. We're going to do a prank call with one of his lame-ass friends, yo. I swear, when I do this prank call, hopefully he'll fall for it. When I send out the picture of this motherfucker, y'all are going to be like, what in the fuck? Is that how they do it in Miami? And what's crazy is this used to be Rob's friend. So you know what they say, birds of a feather flock together. Wow, how you doing?
I'm doing damn good.
I bet you is. It's your funny looking ass friend.
Well, let me correct you on that. First of all, that nigga ain't nowhere from Miami. That nigga from some small ass town in Georgia called Fitzgerald. And that nigga is not a friend of mine. He's a fuck nigga.
Some
I used to pay the DJ
circle.
For me. I just know that nigga. You know how you know
okay,
a nigga?
You see, I know a nigga. I know a bitch. I know a preacher. I mean, I know them all.
Hey.
I don't discriminate. I don't discriminate. So,
nah,
how
I'm discriminating. I'm good, baby. How was your day, mom?
Oh, my day is going good. I am so fucking... I need to bust a nut. I swear, yo. If I had a dildo, I would do it right here on the show. But I don't got one.
Man.
And I'm not about to use my fingers.
You should have told me that shit yesterday. I'd have FedEx one to you overnight, and you got it this morning.
Oh, what's wrong with your dick?
Oh, shit, I can't stick it through the phone.
But see, real men do real things. You could have been like, fuck it. I'm just going to come up there.
Not for no ass. Business before pleasure.
It would have been business.
Well.
Yeah, pay-per-view business.
See, but I'm spending money. That shit wasn't putting no money in my pocket.
Sometimes you got to spend to win. Sometimes you got to let it go and get what you want, and the money will come back to you.
I guess good money don't make no money.
Then that will put you in the category as a paymaster, huh?
I mean, it is what it is. Like, I wouldn't deny it. See, everybody done paid for some pussy once upon a time. So,
see,
hey.
I love you.
I wouldn't call myself the poster child of that shit. Like, you're not going to look it up in the encyclopedia. Paymaster and my picture be next to that motherfucker, but you know what I'm saying? I understand.
Oh, you have an honorable mention?
Yeah, you got honorable mentions. I mean, I'm a charity. Look, I have a few charities that I contribute to. Let's put it that way. Oh, non-profit organization.
Oh, damn.
Non-profit organization. So I don't expect nothing in return. I get the ass and I'm straight. That's the only payment I need. I'm good.
Oh, wow.
What you do?
I like that. Yes. Oh, my God. I swear I shouldn't have drank because I am super fucking horny. This is like one of those times that I need to call somebody over and fuck while I'm interviewing Queen, Lyric the Queen from Michigan. That will be a hell of a show.
That would be a hell of a show. We need to have the cameras rolling on that one, too.
Nah, I ain't gonna let nobody see. Because, you know, it's been a minute since I fucked, and just in case he might try to handle me, y'all can hear it, but I don't want y'all to see it. Yeah, I had to hide some shit. I got to hide a little bit. Have you ever had a partner and he had a badass a chick and you wanted to fuck her?
Of course.
Did you ever act on it?
Let me see. I can't say that I did though.
Did you fuck her?
Came close one time. You know what? When they actually broke up, the part I'm talking about, when they actually broke up, I had them moved out of town. So, actually, you know what? by you even bringing that up is ironic because we just linked up with each other on Facebook maybe about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well, tell her I got first dibs on the dick and she going to have to wait. I'll just wait. She going to have to wait. She going to have to wait. She going to have to wait. Now, what's crazy is my co-host didn't tell me what her area code was, what number, whatever, my special guest. But Princess Nate is in the building. And I swear, if I was a dyke, all I would want to do is just lay on her lap and suck her titties if I was gay.
But you ain't got to be gay to do that. That's the good thing about being a woman. So y'all can do shit like that and get away with it, and it's natural. You feel what I'm saying?
Wow, really?
Y'all can undress in front of each other. Y'all can dress
in front of
each other. Yeah, y'all can do shit like that. It's cool. You see what I'm saying? Niggas can't do no shit like that. Like, I'm not finna let my homeboy sit in my lap for shit.
And I'm just edibly delicious like that. I mean,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Like, see, it's politically correct for y'all to do shit like that and get away with it. They don't make you look gay.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not one that's just going to allow this fool to sit in my lap and do that. I just can't see myself doing it. She might like it a little too much.
Oh, I'm sure she will.
I'm like, man, I want to do it again. No, fool.
I'm sure she will.
Mm-hmm. She's just nasty like that.
But it's okay, though.
I'm just horny like that. Like, oh, my God. Damn. Mm.
Okay. Can I sign into the chat room?
Yes. Sign into the chat room. Let me hit my artist up and see where she at. She might be on the line. I'm
ready for this.
What the hell is this?
Who are we talking to?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Sorry about that. Oh, this is Rob from Miami.
Oh, from
he's Dada 5000.
This is one of
manager.
The ones from last night, huh?
Yeah, this is one of the ones from last night that was, like, you know, inquiring, but he ain't really trying to bust a grape. So, you know, we're going to leave that one alone.
Hey, thanks for the confidence building.
You're welcome.
Right.
I mean, if you really want to prove us wrong, you can always tweet pic or you
listen,
can send me a picture and I'll pass it to her.
Listen, man, let me tell you something. Oh, I tweet pic. I put it off. I don't give a CC. The thing about me, I got video surfing around right now. So the problem is not, you know, being embarrassed. It's just like I don't like talking about it. You feel what I'm saying? I'm a man of action.
Oh, well, you ain't talking about it. Just show it to us. We want to see what you think. I mean, I seen your hands, but that don't mean nothing. I couldn't see. I need you to hold your hands up so I can measure the middle finger to the wrist to see the length. But since you ain't no shame in your game and you already an amateur porn star, why don't you go ahead and send us a picture of that dick. Make
okay,
sure it's real hard and thick. You know what I'm saying? Since you already in the porn industry and shit like that, you know the tricks to do to make your shit look bigger. I don't want no.
Well, no, I don't. Listen. I don't know no tricks or no trade. This is natural juices and berries right here. Okay? No enhancements, no penis pumps, no extra shit that they. No, none of that. You know? And then I don't even consider myself in the porn industry. This is just strictly homegrown. Goddamn amateur shit. So,
mm-hmm.
You feel me? That's what it is. But,
if it ain't a mouthful to me, it's a waste. And I have a big mouth.
Burr, huh? I'll buy that shit.
Oh, you know what? That's, gosh, I need to suck somebody's dick and I need them to be saying burr.
No.
I need a burr victim.
What?
No,
we don't.
I don't?
No, you don't. Not unless you're videotaping it so everybody else can enjoy.
I know, right?
You
have to share and share alike.
Exactly. If you're not sharing, then you don't need to do it. You know, like you said, it ain't no fun if the homie can't see none.
Oh, you're right. And on that note, we're going to bring in Lyric the Queen. She has a mixtape out with DJ Drama. And, you know, I really do have a DJ fetish. And after we interview her, Rob has a number for his homeboy is that I'm going to prank call. And Princess Nate, I swear when I seen this nigga's picture last night, this motherfucker got a picture of him on Facebook with his fucking wife beater behind his head. You know how you pull it over behind your head and it's like, girl, he needs to stop. I didn't know they did it like that in the country. So I'm going to bring on Lyric the Queen. We're going to get her popping and corrupt her, play her song, and get her to ride the chocolate wave, and we're going to prank call some motherfuckers tonight.
Why can I not walk in?
She is in, so it's three girls against one guy. And
that's cool.
Like,
I like that.
Man, your dick game ain't strong enough to handle three women. But Lyric, how are you doing?
Look, let me tell you something. I wasn't born with just a dick. I was born with a tongue and a mouth too, hands. So I put all my extremities to use. You feel me?
Okay,
I mean,
you have to use your mouth and your hands. That means you're handicapped. Didn't you read my blog when your dick is too small? To me,
oh, no. Listen. You say
about what?
You say three women, you feel me? I can't stick one dick in three women at one time. So while one is in one of you.
That's what we please each other for. You know what I'm saying? To give you time to get your dick back in circulation. Because you seem like after you bust a nut, it'll take you about an hour, hour and a half to get that bitch back right.
Nah, 10, 15 minutes, give or take.
Oh, after your dildo is thin, I understand.
See, but then at the same time, if your skills are where you say they are, then it shouldn't take that long either. Because if you handle your business right with the head game, I'm on point.
Oh, I do that first. That's why I tell you to jack. You know, I can't be bothered with you right now. I'm trying to interview this beautiful young lady.
Go ahead,
and you're trying to fuck. Look, me and Princess Naya deal with you later. Hi, Lyric. Welcome to Chocolate City Radio, home of the chocolate wave. You see how niggas just pop up and they just want to ride? They want to ride what they want to get in where they fit in. They want to ride the wave. They want to ride chocolate. They want to ride caramel. Shit, in a few minutes, you might want to ride a Fifi.
Uh-oh. What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm chilling.
So tell everybody who you are and where you from, and you got a hell of a fly picture, girl. You tooted and booted like, yeah, I'm ill on the microphone, and I will fuck you up.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Lyric the Queen, you know what I'm saying? I'm originally from Flint, Michigan. I stay in Miami right now, between Miami and ATL. As you know, if the people don't know, I just dropped a mixtape. My Time Is Now, hosted by DJ Drama. So we doing it real big, trying to put that out there. I just dropped a single, Take Notes. I'm in the middle of getting together a treatment for that video. So that's something to definitely look out for. That's about it, you know what I'm saying? We just trying to push this mixtape to make it happen.
So what made you want to get into rapping?
Honestly, this is just something that kind of chose me. I've been doing this thing for probably about as long as I can remember. Like, probably around the age of 10, 11 is when I started taking this serious. I used to do, like, a little battle rapping. And after I got to winning and got good at it, you know what I'm saying, I found a new love for actually recording and writing songs and everything. So the rest is history. Really, from there, I've been doing this for a real long time. So it's just something that never left, you know what I'm saying? So.
Wow, okay. Now, I like when female artists come on, not the video vixens or anything like that, because it's expected that they going to fuck everything. But, like, how do you... Shout out to Imani White, by the way. But how do you deal with your groupies? Like, how do you deal with when you're performing or when you're out somewhere and dudes just come up to you and just tell you some of the lamest lines to get you to, like, kick it?
I mean, you know, it's for me, everything is strictly business, you feel me? So I appreciate the love and I absorb all of the love, but you got to keep it cute. You got to keep it classy as well, you know what I'm saying? So you got to know how to accept what's already going to come, show everybody love just as well as they show you love, and then you cut it short, you leave it at that, you know what I'm saying? Like, people respect the person who respect themselves. So long as you don't give that same energy off, like, nobody can do nothing but respect it. So that's all.
Interesting. Interesting. Because I don't know what kind of energy I give out, but I have people's mamas, daddies, grandmas, uncles, and uncles trying to smash. And I don't know. I just be, that's why I don't go out my house. I leave my house maybe twice a week. I just, it's safe for me to keep my ass in the crib, and that's what I'm going to do. Matter of fact, Rain Child only sent over over one track, and I'm like, damn. So I don't have anything but that one from Take Notes, and then my BBM was acting up. I lost all the ladies. All I had was men on my list today. I don't know where the fuck they came from. And before the show, I was trying to get my BlackBerry. I had to do a restore or whatever. But I ain't have nothing but men. And she's in my networking contacts, and I couldn't hit her up and be like, look, I need you to send me some more music. So I'm going to play what I have, and then we're going to make it do what it do. This is Lyric the Queen taking Take Notes.
Melody.
Now everybody wanna be a critic. If you ain't never had it, you can't tell me how to get it. You bless me with a beat, it's guaranteed that I'ma kill it. These bitches got a mixtape full of lies and an album full of gimmicks. That's why I put my fucking all in it. So when I'm finished, everything I touch is all in it.
Like, what made you come up with that title? don't know, I think I was just in one of those moods, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you just got to show people what you can do and just, like, try to raise the bar a little bit. Like, right now, like, I feel like it need to be a lane open for females to actually take this shit seriously, you know what I'm saying? That actually want to be in a lane where people are lyrical, they really can rap, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I was at in my head with that. Like, y'all need to take notes, you feel me? Like, figure out, learn how to really do this rap thing instead of making it all a fun and game type thing, you know what I'm saying?
So if somebody was to ask you who is your, I would say, female, aside from yourself, who would you say is your favorite female rapper, old and present?
Honestly, I can't really say that I have an actual favorite female rapper. I mean, I do respect the female rappers that's done it before me. Like, really, honestly, because of such a small amount of females that even did the rap thing, anybody who actually rap and actually did make it to the spotlight and actually was successful in their career, I can honestly say I pay homage to all of them. You know what I'm saying? There's not one person that I would leave out and say that I don't respect for coming out and branching out and not being afraid to show what they can do. That's really all I can say. I really don't have nobody who I would just be like, this person right here, I look up to her. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, I got you. We have a caller from 810. I'm going to bring them in and see what the hell they're talking about. And we're going to talk some more to you about your mixtape.
Let's do it.
810, you're on the air. 810, hello.
Is it 810 or 813?
Hello?
It's 810-893.
Hello?
Hello?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't even know I was online.
Well, hell, if you would have listened, you would have heard her say that you were online. How are you?
Anyway, I just wanted to call and tell.
That's a man for you. They don't listen.
I know, right?
y'all go with that shit.
You were not talking to me. We did not give you permission to speak, Rob. Shut up.
So, 813, how can we help you? Would you like to say something to the guest?
He got scared and hung up.
Y'all done scared the man away. Ain't that some shit?
We didn't scare that motherfucker away. He scared himself away.
Say hello.
I mean, that's what's wrong with me and today. When a confident female says hi, a weak nigga, he folds. That's what happens.
Well, I'm still riding out with you ladies, so let's do it.
That's because you done smoked the blunt and you done took a few shots and you just stuck where the fuck you at. You can't go nowhere.
Hey, you know the funny thing? You know the funny thing about that? Funny thing about that, I actually don't smoke weed, but I just ate a whole slab of barbecue ribs, so I guess it's night weed.
Wow.
I'm stuck.
Oh, my God. He's probably one of them people that associate food with eating pussy, too. But anyway.
Okay.
You were stuck on the phone like you were stuck on a click. You're taking my focus away. Now, Lyric, how was it working with DJ Drama?
Oh, yeah, DJ Drama is a cool dude, man. That was definitely a blessing right there. Like, he definitely gave me some pretty good advice. Very humble guy. So, shout out to DJ Drama. He definitely put on for my city 1,000%. So, that was definitely a good look for me and my city right there.
Oh, wow. Was it hard to get him to work with you or anything? You just reached out to him and stuff like that? Because I hear that he'd be, like, so busy and stuff.
He is a very, very busy dude, but actually some of his people reached out to me, and then it was actually a perfect timing because that was already somebody who I was inquiring, and once some of his people, a couple members of the affiliates had reached out to me, it all, like, just kind of played in together, so everything worked out in perfect timing.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's what's up. Got to give a shout-out to Go Getter, 80, that motherfucker hiding on Twitter. Rob, he stood you up. That's your homeboy. Birds of a feather flock together. So it's like, how did you end up being from Michigan and then Miami, but ATL number?
Okay, so my 12th grade year, right, it's kind of crazy because I did do a lot of moving in a short amount of time. Like my 12th grade year, I had moved down to Miami. I had like an opportunity down there. So I finished off my high school in Miami, and then I ended up going to college at Clark Atlanta. So like my mom, like some of my fam had moved to Miami. So once I started my little freshman year in college, I had shot to Atlanta, and I still go to Clark Atlanta. So I be back and forth between them two. That ended up happening, but I still go home to Flint and everything like that. But my two main places is Miami and Atlanta.
Okay, because I used to live in Fort Lauderdale, and I had a nice time in Broward County. Miami was okay. The dudes was, like, kind of whack, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then
I'm sorry to interject, but you have to remember that I am from Miami. I'm currently in Miami right now. That Miami is nothing like Broward, so, of course, it would be different. Cause
Miami is
Cowards,
very different.
Cowards and Broward, you know, all that extra shit. So go ahead, I'm listening.
Okay, but I fucked niggas from Miami. If you'd let me finish, and I got the best dick from Broward. Miami mm-hmm. niggas wanted to steal your cars and lie and all kinds of shit. So I don't know what the fuck they got going on. But, you know, if that's Miami, you can keep your dick in Miami, and I'll just fuck Broward and West Palm and be happy. Miami right. is different. I like South Beach. That's about it. But
that ain't Miami. That's not Miami.
You're right. I got to pass through there to get there. You know what I'm saying? Be scared that if I fuck a Miami dude, he might say some old fucking heebie-jeebie or put some old crazy ass roots on my pussy and try not to make it as good as it really is, because he can't have what he wanted. You know how y'all dudes do? When men have what they want, they go through desperate measures. Whether they pay for it, curse it, get somebody else to try to fuck it up. Man, she won't let me fuck her, but I know she'll fuck you, so man, just go ahead and fuck her for both of us. That's how men do. Am I wrong, Lyric? See what I'm saying? That's how it is. That's just men. I mean, I'm sorry. If y'all don't agree, men, I mean, that's just normal. That's just normal for men not to agree any fucking way. Oh, Mr. 810 is back on. Let's see if he's going to say something. He doesn't have his hand up, but we're going to bring him in anyway.
Hello?
893, hey. Sorry you got scared and hung up, baby.
No, I was just going to... Tell old girl I heard her mixtape, and it's jamming. She doing her thing.
100. Thank you, love. Thank you.
Yeah.
And where are you calling from?
I'm from Flint.
100. That's the hometown, Fly City. I already know what time it is.
Yeah, so I was just wanting to tell you that I heard the mixtape, and it's jamming. Keep doing your thing, baby.
Thank you, love.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
See, I mean, men, they love your music. I like when men give females their props, because what I've learned in this business, men are the biggest haters. Like, if you're doing something better than them, they will hate on your ass. I thought females would be, like, the worst, but no, it's the men. They are worse than us when we're fucking PMSing. Not all men, but a good majority. I'd say 75%.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Probably it's an ego thing, though. You know how niggas is.
Yeah, because we have to work so hard for shit that comes so easy for them. You know what I'm saying? And then when you have females that fuck to get what they want, that fucks it up for us. Because I'm not going to give you no pussy to get a deal. I'm not going to give you no pussy to build my website. I'm not going to give you no pussy for nothing. Right. You know what I'm saying?
You just gave the pussy because you wanted to, right?
What?
So what? No, I give up the pussy because I need to, because I need to bust a nut. That's when I give up the pussy, when I need to. Not because I want to. I'm holding on to it.
Well,
but I need
to
fuck somebody. Yeah, I need to fuck somebody. Daddy, granddaddy, son, brother, uncle, somebody, because I need to bust a nut. That's when I give up the pussy, when it's a need, not a want. There's a difference.
Oh, okay. There is a difference.
Yes. Like, you know, I'm a need for some nigga from Miami to step up and show that the dick is good. I don't know about Lyric and where her preference for geographical dick is. So I'm going to ask her. I'm Lyric.
Oh, wow.
Put on the spot.
Yes. Since you've been in Miami, have you come across any good dick that just made you be like, oh my gosh, I might call him back?
Yes, so y'all know my time is now is available on iTunes, DapTube, Reverb Station, or follow me
hey,
Lyric, on Twitter.
Lyric.
What's up?
Lyric. All right, this Rob. Listen, I'm from Miami and I'm also from Atlanta. Actually, my promotion company is called ATL MIA Promotions. So I'm back and forth all the time. I haven't heard your mixtape yet, but I'm going to check it out. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you may say you do that, definitely.
Yeah, we probably know a lot of the same people because, I mean, you fucking with drama. I mean, I fuck with drama, too, on a heavy scale when I'm in the A. I'm in Miami right now, you see what I'm saying? But I'm going to definitely check it out. I mean, if my girl co-signing it, then I already know it's good. I really don't have to listen to it, but I want to listen to it. It's a want, not a need. You see what I'm saying? So, I'm going to listen to it and check it out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm fucking with it. And, you know, I see you doing big things, especially if you don't make Herschel and you doing your thing. Your confidence level is, like, extreme. So that's what's up.
Right. Yeah, yeah. You make sure you check it out, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? You give all 1,000% feedback. I take all of that. You know what I'm saying? It's everywhere. It's on iTunes, DatPiff, Reverb, all that stuff. You know.
That's what's up.
And then after her, for her coming on the show, she's going to have a write-up on my blog that, you know, the artists that come on my show, I have to show them love and write about them on the blog. Her pictures and the link to her mixtape will be up. And if she has a video, I'll go on YouTube and find it. And it'll be on there. Her Twitter will be on there so y'all can follow her, listen to her. But let me go ahead and give y'all a public service announcement. Don't be hitting her up on no bullshit like, oh, I want to collab with you when you know that you sound like, let me see.
Hot garbage.
Yeah, hot garbage or whatever. Don't hit my girl up on that bullshit. Don't hit up talking about you a singer, and when she listens to you, you sound like ass or sound like you getting fucked in the ass. No, don't do that. She only wants to work with quality people. Just because she came on a sex talk show does not mean that she's openly freaky. That just means she came on to support the females doing their thing, talk about her mixtape, because music, sex, sucking, all that shit fall under one category. Because when you're fucking somebody, you're listening to music. So basically, take notes is look at my videos, listen to her song, take notes before you be trying to fuck me because I will fuck you up. So that's going to be my theme song, take notes. Yeah, do that. Yeah, that's what y'all need to do, take notes.
Also, make sure you let them know. Also, I do a lot of freestyles and stuff like that too, so make sure you hit me up on YouTube. Just search Lyric the Queen. I just dropped a freestyle recently off the Otis beat. Shout out to Jay and Kanye for that one. But yeah, make sure y'all check that out as well.
I need to actually listen to that.
But you gotta go listen to that, like ASAP.
I don't like Kanye, and I don't really like Jay-Z.
They ain't on it, though. It's just me. It's just
they beat. I can listen to you. I can listen to you, but I'm not about to listen to Big Lips, and I'm sure as hell not about to listen to motherfucking Kanye. If I ever had the chance to fuck Kanye, I would go ahead and tell y'all right now, his dick is whack. Because how does Amber Rose go from Kanye to Wiz? Come on now. That is just not.
Man.
That's crazy.
That's funny.
That, I mean, you go from sugar to shit or whatever.
Oh, you gotta give shout out to Otis Redding too, since they not on the track. You know what I'm saying? You gotta give props to the original.
Most doubt, Otis. I mean, that alone is gonna make people's grandmas, aunties, and all that listen to it. I mean, they were smart about that.
Yeah.
They was real smart about that. But for me, with them two motherfuckers, hell nah. Then you got big headed ass Rihanna running around. Hell nah, I don't like that bitch either.
Big eight head.
Proud for coming back from that bullshit. I know I'm a victim of domestic violence, so I don't really support that hoe. I know she fucked with you first, and you had to defend
said
yourself,
domestic.
Baby. I ain't even gonna front. I mean, I know they're like, this chick is crazy. She's condoning domestic. No, I'm not condoning domestic violence. I'm condoning that motherfucker defending himself because could y'all imagine that bitch, like, headbutting y'all? Like, come on.
Hey, you remember that old video game, Bonks?
Yes.
Big ass head.
Or like I say, lottie dottie, more head than body. I know that you're like, oh my God, what I got myself into? I'm going to be blackballed. And no, she's not going to be blackballed because all she's doing is laughing at me. I'm the one that's saying that shit, and I stand by it. So if y'all want to tweet about it, by all means, I don't give a fuck. Speaking of, fat ass Rick Ross is going to be in my city in 2 weeks for Auntie Homecoming weekend. I can't wait to see that motherfucker. So the next 2 weeks, I'm going to get that big bitch hell on Twitter. And like I said last week, he won the title of being a lazy fucker. Like, Lyric, if you was really hard on your lust, could you really see yourself fucking with him? Like, if you hadn't had dick in 5 years and it was just a need, would you mess with him?
Follow Lyric the Queen at Lyric
the Queen. Hey, I love how she takes every opportunity to promote.
follow Lyric the Queen, capital L-Y-R. I C, capital D, and then lowercase A, capital Q, then lowercase U E E N. Yes.
You should.
Her mixtape is hosted by DJ Drama. He made a comeback too because he had legal issues. You know what? I'm going to take this time to shout out all my convicted felons because I'm a twice. That's doing that thing that has turned from the life of crime and you're making money the legal way. You know what I'm saying? I want to really give y'all shouts out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not offering y'all ass a job because I ain't set up for no tax credits yet. But what I do, I will remember y'all. But yes, you know, crime doesn't pay. And then it does pay. I mean, all you got to do is ask a hoe in Nevada, prostitution, or better yet, ask a housewife.
Yeah.
They're the biggest hoes I know, so I'm just saying. I was a wife at one time, and was I a hoe? Yes, I was a paid hoe. I was paid to stay home. Keep the house clean and fuck my husband and wait till the 1st and the 15th because he was in the military to get that paycheck.
There you go.
And I'm about to be robbed, so I'm about to get paid every time he gets paid.
My money is in a Swiss bank account.
It's in a what?
Swiss bank account. Overseas.
I don't mind going to Switzerland.
I bet you don't. I bet you don't.
Let's go. Oh my gosh, I have really enjoyed Lyric. I don't know how much time she has. I'm going to take up all her time and get her blackballed. I don't know what her rage towel is, but this is a time when managers come in and they give public service announcements. Like, I did not know that my artist was going to be subjected to all of this, but she held her ground, and I really appreciate it. But with a name like Rain Child, I want to know who the fuck she making it rain on. Where she at?
Oh, man. Rain going to get you. Gonna get you.
Man, when I get my females back on my BBM, I'm going to let her know I threw up. I didn't throw her under the bus. I kind of threw her in front of the Amtrak train. We have a call from 209. I wonder what the hell they got to say. Might be a male or it could be a female. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. 209-286, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Jazzy. This is Jazzy. I just wanted to say big ups to you. Thank you so much for earlier. I appreciate that. I'm tuned into the radio station, and I'm having a blast listening to you guys. We're off the chain.
For people that don't know, this is Jazzy from California, and I'm starting a Monday Fan Love show. Basically, it's lunchtime, me just talking and answering fan questions and talking some freaky shit, and she has a blog, and she sells toys. So she's going to wake her beautiful self up Monday morning and come on the show and talk about how to fulfill your pussy with toys, creams, and goodies. So y'all need to make sure y'all tune in. Men, I would advise y'all listening to this so when Valentine's Day come around, y'all will already be very informative on what to do and what not to do. All I'm going to say is Valentine's Day is the biggest tricking holiday of the year. So whether you straight, gay, or whatever, everybody tricks on Valentine's Day. So we're going to be talking about toys, how to insert them into your pussy, men, how to increase your dick size, how to use your tongue, basically how to please me. So, Rob, I'm going to need you to pay close attention to this show on Monday so you can go back and tell your homeboys a thing or two because, you know, Miami is shooting in the negative when it comes to their dick game right now.
Uh-oh. Not the negative.
Oh, my God, my stomach hurt. Y'all retarded.
I can understand why you feel that way about Miami since you only, you know, frequent the beach when you're here. But if you really want to know what Miami about, you got to visit Overtown, the city. You got to come down south to South Miami, the Gould, the homestead. You feel me? That's how you get a real feel of what Miami's all about. South Beach ain't Miami.
I know somebody from homestead. That shit was whack, too. Carroll City was whack. Opa was whack.
Well, then you have a very poor choice of judgment. Then that lets me know that your choice of judgment is bad.
So I shouldn't fuck you then, huh?
Oh shit! Hey, well, that's what I'm saying. So you're getting better though. You're getting better. You know. You're getting better. With age comes wisdom.
With age comes more horniness and freakiness.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. Lyric, do you have any shout outs, honey? Because I'm about to go in and it's going to get worse.
Oh, man, let me go and get this out the way. I don't want to get caught in the chocolate wave and that like that. So, yeah, let me
go ahead and shout out the label. Once again, shout out DJ Drama for putting on my CD. That was definitely a good look. Shout out the label, World 2 Records, Quest McCody, who you just heard on a Take Note single with me. Shout out Pistol Atkins, who is my label mate, who also just dropped the Gangsta Grill, Free 40 the Gray, Free K9. Shout out my fam, my city, Fly City. And then, yeah, just hit me up on the social network. Follow at Lyric the Queen. Hit me on Facebook, Lyric the Queen. Hit me on YouTube, Lyric the Queen. Or you could just Google me, Lyric the Queen. Bunches come up. You can download the mixtape. My time is now. You know what I'm saying? Just keep in touch with me. We got a lot of stuff coming up. So, you know.
Do you have your own personal website, Lyric?
I'm actually working on a new one right now. I'm glad you just asked me that. But if you keep up with me on the social networks, though, I'll be posting it soon, the link to it and everything. So,
all right, bet.
I heard a few songs from your mixtape, Lyric. It was hot.
Don't be lying. You just told me that you ain't had a mixtape, so you lying. You told me
I just heard the song. The song you just played, it was rocking. I played it from my office at work, and everybody was jumping to it. So it was hot.
Okay. That's what's up. Oh, if you give me your email, though, I can shoot you over the mixtape so you can have it, the whole thing, you know.
I appreciate all of that. I try to support everybody I meet, so spread the love.
That's what's up. Thank you for the support, definitely. Like I said, if you shoot me your email or anything, I'll shoot y'all over the mixtape so y'all can have it, download it. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's everywhere.
Oh, yes, because I most definitely will put it in the rotation. I will be
posting
it on the internet and everything. Like I said, the link will be on the blog because I ain't going to write it tonight because I'm a little cross-eyed and y'all already know I'm about to handle my business tonight, I think. But tomorrow, most definitely, the blog will be up. You'll see the link, and I will at you so you can see it. And it'll be really nice. You know what I'm saying? It'll be a nice little write-up. People will like it, and then they can click everything in one spot and go see you.
That's what's up. I'll make sure I retweet it, repost it, and all that.
And I appreciate you riding the chocolate wave. You didn't fall off. You handled yourself. You didn't fold the pressure with my questions. That goes to prove women are stronger than men, because some men would have been like, and they would have just been, like, real quiet and shit, you know, like Rob's partner, go-getter. He's like, he ain't on the line, but he listening somewhere. Can we say scared ass?
Well, I definitely appreciate you having me, that's for sure. I got a lot of laughs, man. I was not expecting to be laughing as hard, though. Sure.
Oh, yeah, it tends to be a little crazy, and when I drink, it doesn't help matters at all. Really, it doesn't. And then when I'm about to do some prank calls, that's really not going to help. I might even just call a motherfucker from my phone and just tell a motherfucker, I need to bust a nut. Let's have burp phones.
Oh my gosh.
Man, I gotta play some music. Y'all giving me a headache. I can't be having a show like this. So, Lyric, thank you so much. And I gotta deal with these. Yes, I swear. Chat room, they listening, they not talking. I guess they can't listen and type at the same time. But that's good because they're tuning in. I like that. So, since I'm in a fucking mood, I gotta play Body to Body by Ace Hood and Chris Brown. One ugly fucker and one cute fucker, but they got good music, so oh my god. Oh shit. Okay, what the fuck is it? See, I go through this all the damn time. Oh, here it is, and thank you for calling in. Here is Ace Hood featuring Chris Brown, Body to Body.
We the best, huh? So I had a few things in mind. And I was thinking, oh.
Baby, you don't have to try to read my mind, 'cause you know I wanna get it in. And tell me why
on your heels. Kissing you while I whisper, shawty, how I deal. Let your mind wander. Oh, you thinking dirty? I was thinking you can't rob me, Miss Kentucky Derby. Why dream about it? Let's take advantage. My body on your body, hope that you can manage. Got a moaning, damn it, feels good. Pulling on that head, let her know I'm still hood. Damn right, serve her the real. Bitch, you're the ace, bet you that she know the deal.
Baby, you don't have to try to read my mind, cause you know I wanna get it in. And tell me, why would we just think about it?
If you understand, I got it.
Thinking me body to body, body to body.
I don't mean to rush it, girl, but we should be.
By the way, you biting on your lip just gave me confirmation. Was that Chanel 5? Very sexy fragrance. Are those your real eyes? Can tell you're partially Asian. Better know your body got me focused. I'm just so sedated. And I guarantee I do you better than your past or latest. Body to body, where does the sign it? Said if I hit the spot that I'll make it tsunami. Change up the sheets, no time to sleep. Ask her what she thinking, she replied that I'm a beast. She replied that I'm a beast. Got it locked between the sheets and even in the street. Baby, you don't have to try to read my mind, cause you know I wanna get it in, yeah. And tell me, why would we just think about it?
You understand, I got it.
Thinking me body to body,
body to body.
Tattoos. I'm pulling your hair, you scream my name. Call me daddy, baby, I got you. You get in your bed and lay down, down, down. Girl, are you ready? Cause I'm gonna want you, baby, down, down, down. Right now. You fucking with a real freak. Baby, you don't have to try to read my mind, cause I know I wanna get it in. Girl, you know that I wanna buy.
This is your girl Chuck Mommy, and you are now riding the chocolate wave. This is your girl Chuck Mommy, and you are now riding the chocolate wave on Chocolate City Radio.
Oh my God, I got kicked out of my own fucking show. That's sad. Here we go.
This is your girl, Chuck Mommy, and you are now riding the chocolate wave on Chocolate City Radio.
Yes, indeed. You know what it is. This is your boy, Big Inf, chilling with Chuck Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show around. Big Inf. Yeah, Chuck Mommy, let's get it.
Yo, bruh, turn me up. What happened? Nigga, turn me up. Nigga, I'm talking to Chalk Mommy, nigga. Turn me up, nigga. Yo. All right, what's happening? Hey, what it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud 9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud 9. Leo.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chicken in, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
Yo, it's your boy Dash Sanchez. Me encanta la ola con chocolate, mami.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Oh, my God. I ain't done. Don't y'all say shit. Hold on. I just got to find them.
What's up, man? It's your man, Mike Bliss, Slip and Slide Records. And when I want to hear some real freaky shit, I tune in to Chocolate City Radio with my girl, Chalk Mommy. That what it is.
My people, it's the one and only Murphy Lee, and right now you riding the chocolate wave right here with my girl, Chalk Mommy, on the Chocolate Radio. Fucking Chocolate City Radio, goddamn it. You know what it is. The one and only Murphy Lee. Baby, we in this thing. Yes, sir.
What's happening? This is your man, Money B, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl, Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
Oh, y'all see how many people love the chocolate wave? And I have way more than that. Oh, my God. I feel so special. Okay, now it's time for Chocolate Fantasies. Mr. Rob, I'm not sure if you want to put your corny-ass victim on blast with his phone number, or if you want to DM it to me on Twitter, because I got my tweet deck up, but I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Hold on. Let me pull it up right quick.
You're supposed to have that shit memorized.
Man, I'm doing like 10 different. Memorize, that nigga ain't my friend.
But you doing something devious. I memorize all devious people numbers. I'm going to do some shit too.
I bet you do.
You know what? Why are you looking? You ready?
Yeah, I got it. Oh shit!
Okay.
Wait a minute. It's 22. The area code is 229. Two 291.
Uh-huh.
1552. I'm sorry, 7552.
A minute. 7552. Okay, now let me ask you a couple questions before I get into this. Where does he normally, like, what club does he DJ at?
Okay, there's two clubs in town, actually literally right next door to each other. One is called Club Hurricane, and the other one is called The Hideaway. The Hurricane has been there for about 8 years. Hideaway just opened up maybe about 3 weeks ago.
Okay, we'll go with Hurricane.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so here we go. Hold on one second. I'm going to have to put y'all on mute because I know your ass might want to laugh and shit, so... Wait a minute, hold on. What the hell is your name again?
DJ Kyle Wow, Kyle Bozeman.
Kyle Wow. Wait, let me write that down because you know I'm a little cross-eyed tonight.
Exactly.
Kyle Wow. And he looked more fucking wild in that corny-ass picture he got on MySpace. All right, here we go. Let me put y'all on hold. Did not answer. So, let me see here. Oh, when in doubt,
when in doubt, you always got to have some fucked up website that you go to, and motherfuckers is just thirsty. Online booty call works for me. So, oh my goodness. Hold on 1 second here. Okay, so we're going to call this guy, Black Freak 02. Now, that sounds better than Michael or Jeremiah, because just the name alone sounds like a black, you know, he might be an easy victim. So hold on. I'm going to dial his number and whatnot, and don't put your ass on hold because you're going to make me laugh. Hold on. Okay, that was no answer either. I swear, calling motherfuckers on a Friday night is just horrible, just horrible. So what I'm going to do until I can find me a good number, I'm going to let y'all hear one that I did, not none of the Gucci shit. You know what? I'm going to let y'all hear the car salesman. This is somebody I prank called that works at CarMax.
You have reached the voice number 7. Appreciate you calling me. I'm trying to leave a message. Or if you're not, just give me a call back at a better time. Take care.
That's weird.
Devin, speak.
Hello, Devin?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh, can you hear me? Because your phone is sounding like really, really low.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, what's good? This is Vanessa. I know you're like, who the hell is this? But I was told that you work at CarMax, and I'm going to be coming to look for a car, and I was figuring, like, maybe we could go ahead and touch bases before I came in there, because maybe you could help me out, because I'm sort of, like, shy. And when I go to do things and go out in the public, people tend to recognize me, and then they treat me differently. And I want to know, you know, we can go ahead and, like, get to know each other, so when I come and do some business with you, you won't be like, oh, my God, lose your mind, and be wanting an autograph and, like, forget to sell me a car and try to sell me a one-night stand.
Okay. And, as far as who referred you to me?
Oh shit. Some chick named Stephanie, I think. She had brought a car from CarMax before, and I think she talked to some guy that works there, and she was just like, she heard that you were like a good person and that you really about your business, you know cars, and you wouldn't get sidetracked that I'm an adult entertainer that, you know, I'm ready to like buy a car. It's gonna be cash. And stuff like that. I just want to come in because I have to shoot a scene. I don't know how long it's going to take to get all the paperwork and everything done. So I figured if we touch base before I came in there, then we could have some fun, go out. Maybe we could do a test drive and, you know, we could, like, I could practice for my scene. You have any objections to that? I know you're like, what the fuck? I'm a very straightforward person, so I'm like, while I'm test driving the car, maybe I could test drive you a little bit, so that way I can get in practice for the scene, because I'm coming to do a head scene, because my head game is a felony.
What type of car are you looking for?
Something with a stick shift.
Okay.
Like, if I could get a Mustang, that would be nice because it's fast. I
can drive it hard. I can drive it long.
Okay.
And then maybe we can switch places. Maybe you can drive, and I can shift the stick, and then I can suck your dick. Because
okay.
I need this scene to be so perfect. And I'm even willing to let you bust in my mouth and I swallow, because when I get to this scene, because the scene is paying me $5,000. Don't worry, that doesn't have anything to do with the money that I'm going to bring to the car lot with me. But I need to make sure that my head game is really good. So if I do it on a stranger, you're going to tell me if it's a felony.
Where are you located at?
Me, I'm in Durham right now, but I'm originally from Cali. But I came to visit my grandma in Durham, and then they was like, you know, Durham really don't have, like, good deals like that. You always got to go out of the area to get what you're looking for. So
and,
I figured,
and when
hey,
was you coming in?
Oh, I'm going to be there tomorrow.
What time are you coming in tomorrow?
It depends on what time I get up. I can wake up about like 8, 9 o'clock, and what is it, like 2-hour drive from Durham or something like that?
Yeah. And you said, who referred you again?
Her name is Stephanie. She brought a car from somebody else.
What, you know,
so
what's the person that she bought a car from?
She didn't tell me all that. She just told me that you would be a good person to call.
What kind of car did she buy?
She bought a Maxima.
What year?
Shit, I want to say maybe a 2007. I'm not good with the years. Because I used to be up on that. Depends on what kind of car it is. I can tell you when the body styles change. But why are we talking cars? I'm, like, trying to talk about you. And when I get there tomorrow, and if you can help me rehearse for a scene, not only are you going to get the sell, you get commissary, you get commission, then you get popped off.
Well,
you got to think about it. I mean, I understand. It's
nah,
not every day that a
back
porn
tomorrow
star calls
you. On your
you.
Way to come up, dear.
Okay, so you want me to meet you and see you when I get to the dealership, or do you want to meet me before I get to the dealership?
Nah, just give me a heads up when you're on your way, so I won't have
I'll give you some heads. Give you the heads up. Yeah, I can do that. I can do that. So I will call you tomorrow when I'm getting there, so we can go ahead and take care of business, and I have all my documentation because I am paying cash for the car, and I want a Mustang. I want the new body style. What's my last name?
Yeah.
Swallows.
All right.
Vanessa Swallows.
Yeah. Just give me a call and then we'll get them all.
I sure will. It was nice talking to you.
Yeah, all right.
Bye. Hello? Hello? Would you let somebody like that sell you a car? Most people would have been like, oh, ma'am, I don't think I can help you with that. I'm just going to just tell you to go into the dealership and just ask for somebody to assist you. No, that nigga was thinking about commission and a happy ending. That's what most men do. Really, they do. So I'm going to try. Oh, shit, hold on. Wait a minute. This guy works for the government, and he does professional resume writing. And I didn't even know if he can write a resume for an adult entertainer. And I'm going to be like, Jelini gave me your number, which is his homeboy that set him up for the, you know, I'm not even going to put his homeboy under the bus like that. So let me get this number. See, hold on. 404. I just be saying people's numbers out. You know, it ain't my number, it ain't my relative. Okay, 404. I don't want to put my screen around. Damn it. Hold on. Okay, 404-788-4080, I want to say. Let me make sure before I call the wrong number. Okay. Where, man, on Friday nights, you can't find nobody. Let me call one of these damn online booty call cornball ass dudes. Hold on 1 second. 501-112-4971. This person's name is Michael.
Hello?
Ooh.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello? Can I speak to Michael?
He's not here right now. Can I take a message?
Yes. Can you tell him that Desiree called him from OBC?
Desiree?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I have him to call you back in about 5 minutes.
Okay, I'll just call him back in 5 minutes because I'm at work.
Okay.
Okay, just let him know he left his number in my inbox on OBC, okay?
So what now?
Just tell him that he left his number on online booty call for me.
Please fasten driver's
seatbelt. Did you leave a number for him?
No, actually I didn't. He left a message for me and I was returning his phone call.
Oh, okay. Well, do we have a number where you can reach you back at?
No, I'm at work right now, so I don't get off until, like, 15, 20 minutes. So I'd rather talk to him before I just give out my number like that.
Okay. Well, can you call him back in about 5 minutes? He just ran in the house for a second to pick up some shoes and stuff.
Yeah, I can call him back in, like, 15 minutes.
Okay, that's
no,
fine.
No, you said 5 minutes? I can do that.
Okay, then. I tell him. He'll be
waiting on you to call him.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Hello? We need to start doing this on Thursday nights.
I can't. You know what? On Thursday nights, no. I don't know what I'll be doing on Thursday. You know what? I am thinking about doing a phone sex late night with this DJ Aaron. He made some mixes for me tonight, and them shits got me in the mood. I was like, ooh, about 12 o'clock, late night with Chuck. You know how motherfuckers be having that midnight storm and shit like that?
Oh, yeah, don't fuck now.
I'll just be calling random ass dudes talking nasty, playing with myself.
Yeah, you know how many niggas be laying at home, ain't got shit to do, watching ESPN?
Like you?
Not doing like me, not having shit to do, you know what I'm saying? Wishing that a motherfucker would call their phone random, like, what? Hello? Oh, what's up, little mama?
Oh, yeah, like, ooh, what you doing? Ooh, yes, let me bring back Miss Callie. Hello.
Hey, you are too funny.
Huh?
Y'all are best on a Friday evening.
I was just like, oh, my gosh. Like, normally it'd be, like, so easy. I guess because when I'm really crunk, that shit be like, it don't go. But when I'm not crunk, that's when them shits be flowing out and everything. You know, it's like, what the hell? But I'm going to call
it. You probably can't get a contact. You probably can't get in contact with my dude because, you know, he's probably at the club tonight DJing.
Okay,
so,
he's going to be at the club tomorrow. My show was like 2 to 4.
Huh?
Or he thinks that you're a bill collector. Could be a possibility while nobody is answering their phone. You know why people don't pick up a bill collector.
True, but when you say OBC, that motherfucker know exactly what it is because that bitch on online booty call.
So what does the caller ID show when you call?
It shows a New York number.
Oh, okay, okay. So what is it, 718?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. All right.
He was like, I don't know that number. That might be a bill collector. I think I'm going to let that go to voicemail.
See,
actually,
but that's why I said OBC.
See, I pre-called his ass earlier today on some old shit. You feel me? I mean, he didn't know it was me. He thought I was hiring him for a job, for a DJ gig. So I told him my partner was going to call back from a 718 number later on tonight. Just be sure you answer that call. So.
Oh. So I'll catch him tomorrow because I'm still going to get him with that that mixtape, the sex mixtape.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
I need him to be spinning the records. And then I'm like, this is like a phone interview. Can you say bar? You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get him like that. Like, yes, yes, yes. I cannot wait for tomorrow because I'm so crunk. Like, y'all just don't understand. These fucking mixes that this DJ did for me is so fucking off the chain. I told him I wanted some old school shit and I wanted some slow shit. And
I have a special request for one of my homeboys that's listening in, right? He just texted me, and he shot me this dude number, some nigga named Vito. He tell me he works at a barbershop up there from he's from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He just shot me the number and everything. He said, get that nigga. He think he's a player, and you have to say you met him at Club 618. And then just go from there. But he think he's a player. So we got a few people from Milwaukee. Yeah.
618. Okay, Club 618.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We don't give a fuck about him. What's his number?
The number is 414-215-4720. His name is Vito.
Okay. 414-215-47.
Cool. 4720.
Okay. Don't put y'all on hold.
You a cold dude.
Hello.
Can I speak to Vito?
Yeah, it is me.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good. Who is this?
This is Shay. It's been like a long time. I met you at Club 618 one night. I was there. You was there. We bumped into each other, and you gave me your number because my BlackBerry was acting stupid. So you wrote it down for me, and you was like, call you. So what's good?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Be doing even better once I get to know you and talk to you a little bit. So, we didn't really get a chance to kick it in the club because, at the end of the night, it's like people be rushing and you with your cliques, you with your boys and with my girls. So we really couldn't jump it off like we wanted to. But, I was able to get the number. So, to me, that was, like, really good. So, why don't you tell me about yourself, and then I'll tell you about me.
How about we do this? How about you meet me somewhere tonight, and we can talk then? Because I'm kind of busy right now, and I'd love to sit down and talk to you and really get to know, because I really don't remember you. But you can meet me somewhere tonight if you're not too busy.
Tonight is not going to work for me because I'm actually going to be shooting a scene for my adult movie that's coming out in the end of the month. So, gosh, maybe would you like to come on the set and watch and see how production goes down?
Yeah, that's cool. I can do that.
Oh, real? You don't mind?
No, I don't mind.
Oh, for real?
I don't mind. Why would I?
Oh, that would be great if you could, like, if I could meet you, like, early, because I got to get the directions and everything because it's going to be in a suite. If, shit, if I could meet you early and practice, that would be even better because I'm making my debut and my my strong point is head. I mean, that's like one of the things I'll be doing. And maybe after we get to know each other, you can let me practice on you before I actually go in front of the cameras.
Oh, okay, that's cool. You can make that happen.
Oh, so you'll have, oh, for real?
Yeah, we can make
now,
that.
Now, I gotta tell you one more thing. I like to swallow, so that's not a problem.
Yeah, not having a problem. But listen, now.
Oh, my God. Yes, yes,
yes. You're funny as hell. You know that? And that's why I'm
but
like,
I'm honest.
I'm over here dying laughing, but I
you gonna go laugh in your face, but yeah, okay.
You don't have to laugh. You can laugh all you want to, but when you meet me, you'll be groaning
cool,
all
yeah.
night long.
All right, we'll make that happen then. We'll make that happen.
Okay, so
then.
Oh, that's cool. As long as you're down. As long as you're down, I want to spend, I only want to spend 10 minutes getting to know you, talk to you when you see me. I'm a bad bitch, light skin. I got hazel eyes, and they, like, kind of change colors to green or whatever because I'm Puerto Rican and Jamaican. I'm about 5'5", and I'm about 135. I got, like, a really big ass. You'll be like, oh, shit. So, I mean, all I want to do is once I call you and give you directions to where I'm at, I only want to spend 10 minutes talking to you, getting to know you, and then, boom, I want to just start sucking your dick. That's like a fetish for me. I'm like, I have a dick-sucking fetish.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. We can make it happen.
Okay.
You got to give me the information. Make sure you give me the information.
Oh,
and
I am. I'm getting ready to call my manager now so they can give me the directions and everything like that, and then I will give it to you, and then we can make that happen. Oh, God, I cannot wait, because you look like you got a big dick anyway. I hope so anyway.
Yeah, you'll see. Well, like I said, make sure you call me. We'll make it happen.
Oh, trust me, Vita. I'm going to make sure we make it happen. I'll make sure I call you. Give me, like, 15, 20 minutes to call my manager, and then I will hit you back. Hello? Hello? What the hell? Hello?
He dropped the call.
Hello?
I think he dropped off the line.
Hello? This switchboard be getting on my damn nerves. Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
Is it that easy to get somebody to do some shit like that?
Yes, it is. He must have been got before because he was kind of skeptical too.
He
sounded like one
of those. He was trying to make sure he wasn't his girl calling.
He's scared. He must got a girl or something, and she done got his ass caught up before on some real shit. That nigga, he wanted to do it, but he got to play skeptical and shit. That like, I already knew that was a prank.
Right.
Oh, girl, please. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I get, guarantee you.
Call me with the information, and shit, I'm going to be there. You going to suck my dick? You going to swallow? I'm not a big dick without bragging on it. Dick probably hard as hell right now.
Hey, we need another one. We need another one, man. We need another nigga.
Yes, because my switchboard closes at 10. 714-353, you're on the air. Okay, well, I guess they didn't want shit either. Oh, damn, I got to call Michael back. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Got him.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Who am I speaking with?
This is Shay. I called you a little while ago, but you were inside the house getting some shoes or something like that. We haven't officially met, but you left me your number on OBC.
What was your screen name?
It is Chocolate.
Chocolate?
Chocolate Delight. Mm-hmm. I'm not on there a lot. I mean, my profile is up there, but I'll check my messages like once a week. I want to say you left me your number maybe like, it was within the week. I want to say it was like maybe September 22nd or the 23rd, and you was like, call you.
Okay. Well, it must have been something about your profile that I liked it.
I'm sure it was. And then, you know, so it made me call you. So where is 501? Because a lot of times when people make their profiles, they don't really be saying exactly where they're at. They'll say they're from somewhere else or something like that. Because I know I don't disclose where I'm from. So 501, where is that?
I'm actually in Arkansas. That's Little Rock.
Oh, you're in Little Rock? Oh, my gosh. I hear in Little Rock, they give you the business out there.
Huh?
I hear in Little Rock, they give you the business. I hear y'all real freaky out there.
Yeah, well, that's where I'm at.
Oh, so what you doing on OBC?
I don't know. Just I stay by myself, and when I come in from work at night, it's basically been for entertainment. I am single, and I have been looking for somebody, you know, real nice. And just one of my friends told me about OBC, so I said, shit, I'm going to go on there and see what's happening.
So with the name Online Booty Call, do you have any objections to that? Because, I mean, like you said, you are single, and you get tired of coming home. Are you looking for a relationship, or I'm just a blunt person, or do you just want to fuck and then let it grow into a relationship?
No. I would like to go into a relationship, but no, I'm not looking for a booty call because I can get booty calls here. I mean, but that's not what I'm looking for. You know, I like to have somebody to spend time with. Go out to dinner, you know, stuff like that. You know, booty calls can be done anywhere. You know what I'm saying? So,
they can, but sex is really important in the getting to know somebody because at this day and age, the dating and the courting is cool, but a lot of times when you go through all that and when you finally sleep with somebody, you find out that you're not sexually compatible with them. Me personally, I don't mind settling down with somebody, but I want to make sure that they can satisfy me sexually because I'm a little bit of a freak for my man. I mean, you know, I hope you don't mind.
Oh, no.
You know, I can cook, I can clean, but at the same time, I like to have sex with my man. I like to fuck him. I like to get in the car and take trips and drive and give him oral. It's all about me pleasing him.
Right.
Is that something you can get down with?
Something like, yes, most definitely.
Do you have most a freaky side?
Yes, most definitely.
Really?
Yes. Why would I not? I'm a man, sweetheart.
Oh, see, I like that. Because I'm actually in Knoxville, Tennessee. And next weekend, or maybe, like, matter of fact, 2 weeks from now, I don't have a problem, like, talking to you, getting to know you, and seeing where it goes. So, you know, I'm very playful, and I'm very energetic, and I'm just different. I have little things that I like that that turn me on. You have a sexy voice first and foremost, and it's kind of putting a smile on my face right now. And, you know, I would like to talk to you more and see where it goes. But, you know, first of all, I just need to test the waters. This is like a little test for me. So if you don't mind, I have this little thing that I don't know where it came from and how I ended up developing it, but it's this little noise that I like for I like to hear, and it kind of triggers me to be happy between my legs. And I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but could you say burr for me?
What, I do what for you now?
Can you say burr?
Bus?
No, burr.
Bah.
Oh, say it again.
Bah.
Say burr.
You like that, don't you?
Yes. Like, to me, when I'm having sex or being intimate, when the guy says burr, oh, my God, that turns me on so much. And it's like, you're so sexy. And when you say it, my pussy, her name is Chica, and I have it tattooed on top of her. It makes her jump. So if I know if you can make her jump on the phone, like when we meet each other, the chemistry is really going to be there. So before I let you go, because I got to get ready for work. Yeah.
The chemistry will be there, most definitely.
I believe you. I really believe you. Because I have to be to work at 10:30. So can you say burr one more time so while I'm at work I can be thinking about you, knowing that you can say my favorite thing to get me there? Oh, thank you so much, Michael. And what I'm going to do is I work third shift. I will call you tomorrow afternoon. After I wake up, which would probably be like around 5 or 6, is that okay?
Well, that would be fine, sweetheart. But why don't you make it around about 7? Because I don't get off work till 6:45 myself. I work tomorrow. I go in at 11 o'clock in the morning, and I get off at 6:45 tomorrow. So I usually make it home about 7.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll call you at 7 o'clock, and just say it one more time for me. Oh, that shit is so sexy. Say for daddy.
Do you have a number where I can call you?
Matter of fact, when I get off the phone, I'll text it to you because this is my house phone.
Okay. And where are you located at?
I mean, I'm in Knoxville.
You're in Knoxville?
Mm-hmm.
So did you accept me? Because I want to go home and look at your profile when I get to the house.
Look at, it's under Chocolate Delight.
Chocolate Delight. So did you accept when I tried to?
And you left me a message, yeah. I sure did. Seems like I'm going to be accepting a lot more than just your friend request, big boy.
Okay. Well, text me your number then, sweetheart, and we'll go from there.
Okay, I sure will, and you have a good night.
All right, sweetie.
All right, bye.
Hey. Hey. That nigga say burr. That bitch sound like he was burping.
Yes. Why did he sound like he was old enough to be your daddy? I'm just trying to figure this out.
Oh my God. He is going home. He gonna pull up that computer. And that motherfucker is gonna look for Chocolate Delight, knowing good and damn well my name ain't no motherfucking Chocolate Delight.
Hey, I bet he find a motherfucking Chocolate Delight too. He gonna find one. He gonna find one. Damn.
Why is he trying to find wifey on online booty call? Explain that to me, please.
Because
his options are limited.
He said I could get a booty call anyway. I'm just really looking for a relationship.
Oh,
like,
man.
Online booty call
is not where you find a relationship. That's where you find some pussy. That's where paymasters are. That's why I met Rob at, girl.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you what that shit looked like. So.
Man, I swear I got on there to like get people. people, like members from my site and stuff like that. But then once I started doing these damn prank calls, I'm like, shit. You know what?
That shit come in handy,
too. Rob, you prank Rob?
Hell no.
I don't prank people I know. I prank innocent, like, on websites, or people will call in to my radio show number that I have for interviews and bookings and stuff, and they'll leave people's number on there. Then I have other people that'll be like, I want you to prank call my daddy, my granddaddy, my uncle, my brother, my cousin. You know
man,
what I'm
how
saying?
Much, how much more time we got, man? That's what I'm trying to think. How much
more
time we got?
My board is gone. I'm in the after show, meaning we're not streaming live anymore, but people that's on the line can hear us, people on the line, and then the people in the chat room, they can't hear because it's been cut off.
Oh, it cuts off at 10. Okay.
Yeah, but when they go back and listen, they can hear all of this. Yeah.
So we can't make no more calls, though. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, at 10 o'clock, all the telephone disappears.
Wow.
Now,
damn.
On the old switchboard, it didn't matter. I had that shit all the whole time. But this new shit, like 10 o'clock, that shit disappear.
Okay, because I had one more that I want to get, but I will save
that. Well, you know, I got my
tomorrow.
Show tomorrow. I have my show
tomorrow
from 2 to 4. Then on Monday, I won't do prank calls on Monday because that'd be more for my fan questions and, you know,
yeah.
intimate one-on-ones and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. Sexual enhancement. So I suggest you and Dada listen because judging from the way Dada be in the backyard fighting motherfuckers, he need all the sexual enhancement he can get instead of being a Neanderthal fucker. Bitch, come here before I put my hands on you.
Shoot, you might like it like that.
She do. She just diverges. She uses diversionary tactics right now. She know that's what she wants.
I can't tell y'all how I like it because I ain't had none in a while. I mean, I'm being
well,
so
me either, but
serious.
I know how I like it, though.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. It's okay to, like, be a little.
Well,
yeah.
I might need a motherfucker to throw me into the wall.
Throw you into the wall.
Throw me into the wall.
Yeah, come on, that'd be furniture moving.
Yeah, don't
furniture moving in the house.
Just hit it from the back. Like,
okay. That's what's up.
Oh,
that's
God.
The business then.
Oh, yes,
damn.
It is.
Damn, ladies.
This has been quite an interesting show.
Am I the only dude on the line? I mean, can those that's on the line that's not saying nothing, could they push one and say something still?
Yeah, if they wanted to, but they ain't going to say nothing.
Oh.
A lot of men are scared of Chuck Mommy, and they should be. I ain't nothing to play with. Have you seen my fight? When I'm fucking and it's crucial back shots and everybody think I'm getting fucked in the ass? No, I'm
that's
not getting fucked
about.
In the ass. He's just hitting it from the back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Shit like that make you want to be my best friend. I don't get scared of shit like that.
But
I guess everybody's not like me, so. I understand that, though.
Yeah. Everybody can buy a certificate of courage off the internet.
Yeah. Hey, I use it as a learning experience. Most motherfuckers don't like looking at porn. I don't look at porn to get off. I look at porn to get better. You see what I'm saying?
So congratulations to you. Education. That's what I'm talking about. That's education.
You feel me? That's my higher education right there. Fuck all that dumb shit.
Oh, word?
Word.
Okay, so when you watch a pinky film, what did you learn from that?
Well, I don't watch a pinky film. I'm not a fan of pinky. I have
Why?
My
What's
favorites.
Wrong with pinky?
I just never liked pinky. You know what I'm saying? With me as a visual thing, and she's not one that I'm visually attracted to, visually stimulated by. So, you know. But I do have my favorites.
So I know this is your show, Chuck, so I apologize, but I'm curious, Rob, what are we into? What's visually appealing? I have to know. Jazzy needs to know.
Well, Capri Style, Shea Moss. You know, I like my women, I ain't going to say petite, but I like them anywhere between 135, maybe 145, 150. You see what I'm saying? If I'm going to sit there and watch you, put my time into sitting down, like, it got to be, when I'm fulfilling my fantasy, it got to be my fantasy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not watching it to satisfy someone else. That's like, I've been around that shit so much to where it takes a lot for me to really, I can go to a strip club and not even get excited, because, I mean, I just been around it so much. But if I'm going to sit down and watch a video and take time to download it and even invest in a bottle of lotion, you know what I'm saying? It has to be appealing to me, you feel me? And Pinky just never, I've known Pinky, I've met her. I've booked her for shows. I mean, I've worked with her before, you know, get money in her pocket, but just, she's just not my type, you know?
Okay.
That's all. I mean, nothing personal, but, you know, she just don't get it. Don't do it for me. So, and plus it was a rumor in the industry for a couple of years that she was getting, she had that shit too, so. That's another visual turnoff.
I just feel like that could be a turnoff.
Exactly.
But
just knowing that.
She admitted on Wendy Williams that she's had everything but that. Then she went on to another radio talk show or radio show and said that her dad jacks off to her porn flicks while he's incarcerated.
I wouldn't even tell nobody no shit like that.
Is that because me being the type of person that I am, either he was fucking your ass before he went to prison or he gonna fuck the shit out of you when he get home.
Exactly, but they gonna have a nice ass family reunion.
Man, you know.
That's crazy,
too,
but yeah.
Fucking nice.
That had a lot to do with it too, like knowing that. Like I said, I've been knowing her for about 10 years now. You see what I'm saying? And just that rumor has been out there for about that long. So just even to know that, or to not, I mean, I don't know if it's true, I ain't never seen a paperwork, but just for it to be floating out there like that. And from the few videos that I have seen of her, say a situation where it's one dude and two women and she happens to be one of the chicks, like, I always see the dude that's fucking her, he would put on the rubber. You see what I'm saying? So obviously I'm not the only one that think that shit, and then he'll take it off to fuck the other chick. You see what I'm saying? So yeah.
Damn,
yeah. Yeah, I got a video on my phone right now with that shit on it. You know what I'm saying? With
on
that.
Your
so
phone?
You can, yeah, it's on my phone. I download a lot of shit to my phone.
That's called porn on the go.
Porn on the go. That's right.
Porn on the go. Oh, I mean, I believe it, but just for him to say on his phone. Mm. Maybe he's looking at the other chick.
Exactly. But, I mean, no, it really wasn't because of the other chick. It was because of what I just explained. Like, I noticed that. You know, like, I'm like, okay, he fucking both of them. But when he fucked Pinky, he got the rubber on. When he fucked the other chick, he don't have the rubber on. You see what I'm saying? I picked up on that. Like, that's another thing I do. Like I said, the learning experience, but I also break the shit down because also they inspire me when I shoot my scenes or I direct something or I'm doing something. I pay homage to a lot of the, you know, scenes that's out and about, and I take a little bit from each one of them, you see what I'm saying, to create my scenes and stuff like that. So I noticed that. So I said, damn, that's interesting. You feel what I'm saying? So...
Yeah, that's very interesting. Damn,
but, yeah.
Sad, bro. Thanks for explaining that for me. I appreciate you.
Well, yeah, that's it.
Quite interesting.
So what's the move for the rest of the night, ladies?
Move for the rest of the night is I'm getting my ass off the phone because I need to get, I ate already. I need to go find somebody's son to be a victim tonight.
You ain't
like,
doing
I
that.
Who?
You ain't gonna do nothing.
I might not, but I'm gonna call. I might need somebody to bring me some. Oh, I might need a soda run. I might need to call one of my little friends that's at work that is one of the Greensboro's finest and be like, look, in between the rest of the motherfuckers, I need a soda.
A soda?
Mm-hmm. Well, matter of fact, like, come pick me up in your cop car and let's go fucking cut on the blue lights.
Make sure you have that shit recorded. Have the cameras rolling. Straight to DVD.
Damn.
Nah. And I get you out of parking tickets for like a whole year.
Hell yeah.
Oh, he gets me out of my
seat. And I never going to pull you over.
You know what I'm saying? And when they do, all you got to do is mention his name.
Man, be like, oh, no, you get a pass. You get a pass.
Exactly.
But when I'm going to get some.
Like, I know, right? They be like, see, what had happened was when you got put over last week, such and such, such and such. So they be talking. You know they be talking. They be back there in the break room and shit. I put this bag went over the day, boy. She showed me her titties and everything. They be talking.
Like, y'all ever heard of this chick named Chuck Mommy? Her head game is a felony? Shit. Oh, no, this show has been mad crazy and mad fun. I really appreciate y'all. Everybody else hung up. It was getting packed here for a minute, especially when them damn prank calls was going on. It was just lit the fuck up. So I will be here tomorrow from 2 to 4. I think DJ A-Ron is going to be on, but that's going to be my listening show. I'm going to be having some of the crunkiest fucking music, yo. Like, I cannot wait. I can't wait. I've been listening to his shit all day, and I'm like, oh, shit. And then on Monday, I might have to go ahead and play some of the slow shits and with Jazzy and talking about sex toys and answering these damn freaky-ass fan questions because I got over thousands off of my fan bridge account. It's going to be quite interesting to see how I spend lunchtime. You know, I'll never do shows that early, so that means I'm going to have to get up early Monday.
Jazz, you're getting my ass up hella early. Thank you.
Now, see, you can just lay in the bed and just roll over and call, and it's even better if you got a dude in the bed. So if y'all doing it or y'all going to do it, I would like to hear, like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I should. You know what? When I do Chalk Mommy, I'm going to do a late night show from, like, maybe 12 to 2 and just play slow music and shit. So if people want to call in and fuck, they can, because I'm a Ustream it or stick cam it, and I'm going to be in lingerie.
How about we set up a Rude account and we could just broadcast that way?
On Rude?
On Rude. You know, Rude allow you can have, like, up to 4 cameras, you know, hooked up to Rude, and people can chime in and watch and go from there. Yeah.
Ooh.
See, and that way you already got the community, because you know how rude is. You know, rude is just wide open. So you already got the people that's in.
You going to pull out your meat?
Who?
You.
Me? Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Whatever mama bear want. You know? See it.
Oh.
I'm an entertainer.
Oh, what?
I'm a motherfucking entertainer. I might call Rick Ross to come over too. How about that?
Nah.
Now somebody told me they call him Little Ricky. I'm just gonna put that out there. That's what I heard. I don't know.
I couldn't tell you nothing about all that, but you know, hey, all you can do is extend the invitation.
Yep. That's what
Invitation
is.
Oh, different note. Actually, JT hit me up on Twitter this morning. It was kind of ironic. I'm like, wow, out of the blue.
What is his Twitter?
Yeah, JT Pippin Extreme. Hold on. I'll tell you right now.
That is JT Pippin Extreme.
Hold on. I'm going to get to you. Don't quote me on that right now.
I just want to thank you so much for having me on your radio show. I'm having a blast here tonight. So thank you for letting me, like, bogart my way in.
Oh, you are so welcome. I can't wait till Monday. This is going to be quite interesting.
You ready for it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's JT Money.
Oh, T-Money?
Yeah, JT Money.
Oh, hold on. Uh-huh.
T-I-M-P.
T-I-M-P or P-I-M-P?
P-I-P, JT Money Pimping.
Uh-huh.
T-I-M-P, INXT.
You know what? That's too much.
Did it come up?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Let me go ahead and follow his ass and give him 34 followers. Yes.
There you go.
I feel bad because he almost kind of got, like, more followers than me, though. Like, I'm trying to get my follow game up, so.
Mm-hmm. Girl, keep riding the chocolate wave and me shouting you out and you talking that sex shit. And I'm telling you, motherfuckers are going to come flocking your way. They really will.
Exactly. So that's what it is, ladies. I'm going to go finish this barbecue and, I don't know, find me somebody to damage tonight, I guess. It's a Friday night.
Are you calling so I can hear?
Hey, why not? You want to be on the line?
Hell yes. Don't lie to me and say that you're going to do it and you don't, because I will fuck you up when I see you.
It is what it is.
Okay, so, yes, I'm going to be expecting that call. And if I get some, I will call you so you can hear.
I don't want to hear no nigga moaning. And they got to be quiet. He got to be quiet.
No, I'm not trying to hear no dude.
He got
to
be
quiet. I want him to hear me come.
Okay.
I don't want his mouth.
That's what's up. I want to hear you, not him.
I don't like that.
God damn, baby, cool. Ooh, chocolate mommy. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah,
shit.
That would be kind of hard because I do got some good pussy. Niggas can't be quiet. I'm sorry. They just like.
Don't you like it when they moan? Because that lets you know it's good. You be like, where I did that? Like,
yeah, but sometimes like, I don't want to hear shit. I be in my thug thizzle mode. Well, look, nigga, I just want some dick. I don't want no intimate shit. Don't even suck my titties and that's my shit. I just need your dick to be hard. I just need you to sit here. I'm going to straddle you. I'm going to ride you. Bust a good one, and I'm going to go about my business.
See, but you know, most niggas can't get off like that because they need that foreplay. You see what I'm saying? It throws a nigga off when the female is more aggressive than they are. Well, not me, because I like that type of shit. But a lot of niggas, when you approach them like that with the aggressiveness, they bitch up. You know, they need that because it's a mental stimulation for them to suck on the titties and to play with the pussy. You know, they got to stick their finger in it and play with it and see how wet it is. And, you know what I'm saying? That's how they dick get hard. But when you just push a nigga down on the floor and rip his clothes off and just commits to, you can't just jump on it because the dick not going to be hard, so you got to suck it. You know what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do.
Look, I don't got to do all that because I be done work they ass up, so by the time they get to me, they should already write. Because they know all this right. Is now or never. This is a one-shot deal. They
that's
can't
why I like,
afford to fuck up.
That's why I like y'all, man. Women, y'all motherfuckers, y'all already know. Like, what y'all gonna do? You may act like you don't know or act like you don't want to fuck, but, you know, you put your hand on that pussy be soaking wet. Come on, now. Who pussy soaking
like
wet when they don't want to
fuck?
I'm gonna fuck
you on the first night.
Is that
I'm gonna fuck you on the first night? Fuck 90 days. I might not even last 90 minutes around your ass. Look, nigga, I'm horny. I need some dick. What's good? If you can't fuck me, call one of your homies.
Somebody,
I read
right?
That blog. I was reading that blog because I told you I checked you out today. So I was sitting at work in my office, is what I like to call it. And I was reading this blog, and I'm like, damn, okay, so 90 days, that's a bit extreme. I'm
hell yeah.
Somewhere in the middle, though. Like, I'm going to need to at least, like, test you out first. Like, I got to make sure you right. Like, I can't just put mouths on the pussy for no reason. Like, you got to earn this. Like,
I don't consider putting miles on it, but you know what I'm saying, when you buy a new car, you gotta test drive that motherfucker. Take it around the block at least.
First I gotta take a look at it and I gotta, you know what I'm saying, I gotta compare it to the one sitting next to it to make sure it's right first before I just ask for the keys for that. I just can't be around all day test driving stuff. That's
that's good as long as you pick one of them, but you gonna test drive something. You know
I'm
what I'm saying?
I'm going to test drive something, but I got to, like, compare it to another model first. Like,
it don't take no 2 weeks to no fucking comparison. They got websites you can put up and click next to. They tell you right then and there. go to that one.
The best way is just to have two dicks right there. Fuck that, one and then jump on the other. And that's your real life comparison right there.
There you go.
I'm going to call you a hoe regardless of what you
call
do.
That shit.
So
call
out,
that shit.
Go out and be hoe style.
Call that shit a double
I'll
blind.
Maybe I'll just tell his homeboy next time to pull up next to him. Like, well, you know what? I thought about you, but let me see if his dick is bigger. Let's just...
Exactly, exactly. Like, and you know what? The best way to get away with that shit is on the first... When you first meet a nigga. Because then, nigga can't catch feelings. Niggas can't be like, oh, that's my bitch. Like, come on, man. You meet a nigga. Okay, both of y'all put it out. You got to treat both of them the same way. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, niggas catch feelings just like women. A nigga can be talking to you for a week and he already think he go with you. So his homeboy can't holler at you. You crazy, nigga. That ain't your bitch. You know what I'm saying?
You know what a nigga told me one time? You ain't got, he ain't put no ring on your fucking finger.
Exactly. Homeboy or not. That's why I don't respect that off-limit shit. Women, y'all got some crazy-ass rules. Because I went with him 6 months, 6 years ago. Bitch, you can't talk to him. Bitch, you crazy.
Well, stop telling me how good the dick is then. Then probably I won't
want to
try it out. Don't tell
you know
me how good the dick was.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, man. Like, please. If you ain't finna marry this nigga and y'all ain't done did that goddamn, what is the, engage shit? I don't even know what it is because I don't believe in that shit neither. Engage? Like, come on, man. Like, it's open season. You know, I'm the type of nigga, fuck being engaged. If I make my mind up, I'm going to marry you. Bitch, we gonna do it now. What the fuck? Engagement? Why? That's, come on, man. And the paralyzation or analyzation. I don't need to think about it. I know what I want.
Engagement is a legal term.
Huh?
Engagement is a legal term for motherfuckers to look for other options.
Exactly. Why? Why complicate the shit more than it already is? Marry
me. If you know you want to marry me, you don't want to bought me this big ass rock. Then
exactly.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Get it over with.
I would say Vegas popping right now. It's probably 20 people jumping on a plane right now. Like, bitch, we just gonna do it today.
Let's do it.
Exactly.
Let's get it over. Look, man.
Not the way you gave me head last night. We get married today, damn it.
Let me tell y'all something. True motherfucking story. I got married when I was 25 years old. Only knew the chick for 6 months. And the only reason it took me 6 months because I was living in Atlanta and she was living in Miami. You feel me? She was staying with her baby daddy. Living with the baby daddy. I came to Miami without her even knowing it. You feel me? My homeboy stayed maybe like 3 doors down from her and shit. So I'm at my partner's house and I see her go to the store. Now, we've been talking on the phone with each other like I got her head gone. She ready to just pack up and leave. You know, I've been talking on the phone with her for 6 months. Came down, I seen her go to the store. I went to the store. She got in her car to went in the store. I jumped in the passenger seat of her car. She came back in, got in her car. I'm sitting there with a ring in my hand. We left the gas station, went to the motherfucking courthouse. No
and
lie.
She didn't just, she's still with her baby daddy now. He like, well, where the fuck's the ring come from, bitch? I didn't give it to you.
You see what I'm saying? So that was that. She came home with the ring on her finger. But before I left to come back to Atlanta that weekend, she was with me. Just like that. I don't believe shit.
And Her and the kids.
She had two little girls. I didn't have no kids at the time. No, yesterday my son was just born, but from a different woman. So,
okay,
you know.
So you married this chick,
uh-huh.
And she's staying with her baby daddy. She spending
mm-hmm.
the weekend with you. You go back to the A, and she go back to him?
No. She left with me.
Oh, okay.
She left with me.
We stayed married.
Her
with milk in the ring.
Milk and the motherfucking ring. Actually, she wanted to go buy some cigarettes. She wanted to go buy some cigarettes for his ass. Cause he was too lazy to go get it himself.
He like, bitch, I told you to get Newports, not a
rock.
You feel me? So, hey, I called my homeboy. He met me at the courthouse, and he was my witness. It went down. You feel me? I mean,
I
we just do
love
it, man.
Story right there, Rob.
Hey, it is what it is. We were only married for 2 years, though. That shit didn't work out. But hey, you learn. It's life. You gotta live it.
Why it didn't work out?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You gotta, you know, hey, some people not ready for that lifestyle. I took her out the hood and put her in a good situation. I think she was intimidated by the whole situation I put her into. You feel me? So.
How long we been talking? We
been talking about 2 days. Shit.
Uh-huh.
That's enough time.
Look at you. Look at you. You know, but hey, I mean, you feel me? Everything happened for a reason. It was a learning experience for me, you know? And it is what it is. And the thing about it, I will never let it discourage me from doing it again.
Yo, see,
so
that's some really amazing. Y'all two have been married before. I've never tried it out, so please don't ruin my dream, because I'm just like, nah, like,
I ain't saying it's a bad marriage. Is good. It's nothing bad about it. You feel me? I just believe I wasn't put on this earth to be by myself. So I'm always sick. I'm always looking. I'm always searching. I only been married one time, but you feel me? I mean, it's just, you know, I look forward to doing it again one day. That's all, you know. But if you're gonna do it, if you're considering it, and you want to do it, then that's what's up. Handle that. Do that. You know, hopefully
I'm
that
sorry,
person.
Rob, I'm searching because men, especially them Cali men, shout out to my boys out here that be holding it down in the hood. But y'all trifling.
Man, that's everywhere you go, man.
Trifling. My new home, San Diego. Y'all like too many white women. Not enough of y'all for us, but. Yeah.
I say it's not where you from. It's your state of mind. You know what I'm saying? And it's all about how you look at shit, like what you believe in, your beliefs, and how you value different things. So a lot of niggas don't have no self value. You know what I'm saying? All they give a fuck about is chilling. You know, I mean, if that's all you care about, then how can you have time for a motherfucking female? At least invest some feelings into the shit. Hey, I take it how I come. I play with the cards that was dealt to me. So it works out. It works out. It don't, I keep it moving.
So the moral of the after show is fuck on sight. Love has no boundaries. You ain't got to love a motherfucker for 3 years to marry them. Long engagements is a way of a nigga telling you, okay, I'm putting you on layaway.
On hold.
On hold, but I'm going to explore other pussy. So if a man gives you a ring and he can't commit to you, like, as soon as or something like that, then ladies, y'all need to go somewhere else and find a motherfucker that can give you what you want or play that game. What's that shit Vivica Fox didn't play? Two can play that game.
Who could play at that game?
Yeah, they needed to have me in that shit because that bitch was stupid. And
hell yeah.
I should have been Morris Chestnut because, for one, I wouldn't have called that bitch. I would have kissed the other bitch at the club. And when you popped up at my house, I wouldn't have opened up no motherfucking door. I would have sent you a picture of my dick in somebody else's mouth.
Ditto.
everything.
Lady.
I'm like, no.
Shit, fucking with me, I probably would have told you to come in like everything was fine. Fucked the shit out of you on the couch. And, all right, baby, I'm going to holler at you tomorrow. And then went back in the room and fucked the other bitch. Some more.
She was like, baby, what you doing down there? Man, this bitch popped up. I'm giving her what she want. I'm coming up there, baby. Or, you know what? Why don't you come on down here?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what? I'm going to get off this phone. I need you to go ahead and send me a picture of your dick, whether it's in a bitch mouth or whatever, because I need to see if you can ride the wave again. And you know what I'm saying? With this rude thing, I need to make sure that you can, you know, stand up to whatever comes your way.
We'll
so,
talk about it.
What?
We'll talk about it.
We talked about it in the beginning of the show. You said yes. Ain't no shame in your game.
No, I'm talking about
is
the rule thing.
I'm
talking about the rule thing.
Oh, okay, because the picture of your dick is not for me. It's to build up your fan club and your
Build up my fan club. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it is. So, Jazzy and Rob, I really appreciated y'all riding the chocolate wave. And to the other listeners calling from Georgia that stayed in from the after show, everybody else got scared. They should, because I'm a scary bitch. You know.
It's like, I really appreciate y'all. I'm going to call somebody's son and talk nasty. And I guess Michael is still waiting for me to text him from my cell phone. Picture that.
We need to call his ass again. We need a part two, a continuation of that shit.
Yes.
Follow-up call.
I've branded Burr again.
Well, again, thank you so much for having me on your show. It's been a pleasure. I can't wait till Monday. It's going to be fire, so.
Oh, hell yes. So, everybody listening, thank you for riding the chocolate wave. Shouts out to my co-host, Princess Nay, that had to go get her kids something to eat. Shout out to Lyric the Queen. Shout out to Rob. Shout out to Jazzy. Shout out to Go Get with his scary ass. And shout out to my victims that, answered the phone. We got plenty more to come.
Real quick, Chuck, if I can. Like I said, I'm trying to get my follow game up, so please follow me on Twitter at Jazzy Fantasies, JazzyFantasies.
Damn, now that's a long goddamn
Twitter. Mention me on Twitter, and then I'll have people to follow you. I'm trying to find you.
Thank you so much again.
You're welcome, and you guys, y'all have a good night.
Night-night.
Bye.
Night.